The scripture reading this morning is Psalm 25, which can be found on page 502 in the Pew Bible. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who are they that fear the Lord? He will teach them the way that they should choose. They will abide in prosperity, and their children shall possess the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and bring me out of my distress. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. O guard my life and deliver me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of its troubles.
Okay, team, it's back to school time. We better get this classroom ready. The kids will be here tomorrow.
It's September again. It's time for jumping when you call, doing cartwheels for you, nodding yes. It's September again. Standing on my head for you, leaping high, hoping to please. It's September again. Taking your tests, finding my lost pencil, losing ground. It's September again. Hiding behind my reading book, breathing quietly, afraid.
First day of school.
I knew you would ask that. Everybody asks about the first day of school. It's the last day of school that counts. It's that final report. It's that old diploma. It's that grade. It's that sheepskin.
I'd like to sit for a while. Because all we do in school is stand in lines.
School's okay. No change is needed.
I never ever get a chance to finish any?
There should be more male teachers.
Teachers and students don't communicate at all. The teacher does all of the talking and the students do all of the homework. I need more freedom.
The kids who eat the fastest have more time to play than the slow ones.
I don't like school because of the rotten system. I think it needs to be changed. The society stinks, especially the school system.
Too much emphasis is put on attention. I want to work from home.
Teachers just don't really seem to care about their students.
Change the principal. I don't like him.
Yeah!
Heavenly Father, a child should always say what's true and speak when she is spoken to and behave mannerly at the table, at least as far as he is able. Amen.
Summer.
Well, during the cold winter months, the days get cold and contract. In the summertime, they get hot and expand.
But what does the inertial law of Galileo prove?
It proves that I don't know as much as I thought I did.
Kathy, why do compasses always point north?
Compasses are stubborn that way.
Okay, Diane, what do stratus clouds look like?
Rain?
So quiet, sitting in the first row, first seat. I feel you like me. I mind, and I am never late. Do you like me? I always do all my homework, and I gave you the biggest Valentine. Do you like me? Sometimes I'm scared of you, though. The way you look. The way you smile funny. But that's when you seem to like me the best of all, when I'm scared.
The things anyone can pick up, like the dressing up and the proper way of speaking and so on, the difference between a lady and a flower girl is not how she behaves, but how she is treated. I shall always be a flower girl to Professor Higgins because he always treats me like a flower girl and always will. But I know I can be a lady to you because you always treat me like a flower girl, and I know you always will.
Mm-hmm.
teacher, come on outside. I'll race you to the seesaw. No, you won't fall off. I'll show you how. Don't be afraid, teacher. Grab my hand and follow me. You can learn all over again.
Become like half a night. So you put the classroom lights on. The wind blew the papers off your desk, but you just closed the windows. The trees waved like they were calling out to us. Turn to page 67, you said.
The ideal school for me would be one made of glass and suspended from a tree.
Yeah, you could swing on a grapevine from door to door, and classes would never be a bore.
Parachuting down from a tree would be my main activity.
The tree in which my school would stand would hold a great big high school band.
Nah.
Swim in a puddle. Let me race the cloud in the sky. Let me build a house without walls. But most of all, let me laugh at nothing things.
If you want to go along with the crowd, go along with the crowd. Be like the willow tree, stand up, but bend whichever way the wind blows. Take my advice, bud. Stick up for your right to be wishy-washy.
In your puzzle, Teach. Do I fit? Or am I one piece too many? Tell me for real, Teach. I know there's no room for me on your bulletin board, but do I have a place in your puzzle?
Teacher, do you see my rainbow? Look at all the colors. Do you see them? I know you're mad at me. I know you said color the cherries red and the leaves green. I guess I shouldn't have done that backwards, but do you see my rainbow here? Don't you see all these colors? I used all the colors. Do you see me?
I want high school report cards to look like this.
Playing with gentle glass things, A.
Computer magic, A.
Writing letters to those you love, A.
Finding out about fish. Huh? A.
June's awesome inner beauty. A plus.
On the mornings you tell us about the night before, you're just like one of us. The dress you bought, or the movie you saw, or a strange sound you heard. You're such a good storyteller, teacher, honest. And that's when I never want to be excused.
Teacher, you're so proud of your shiny new car. You're so proud of your new hair color, your vacation tan, and your nice clean blackboards. I sit in the third row, last seat. Teacher, are you ever proud of me?
Teacher is on my side.
Real teacher lets me be me. Tries to understand what it's like to be me.
A real teacher accepts me whether they like me or not.
A real teacher is more interested in how I learn than what I learn.
A real teacher lets me teach myself, even if it takes longer.
A real teacher wants me to evaluate my own work.
A real teacher can show his or her feelings and let me show mine.
A real teacher can make mistakes and admit it.
A real teacher doesn't make me feel anxious or afraid.
A real teacher provides many, many choices.
Your perfume covers the whole room, and I don't like it. It smells. You always tell me that I'm the smartest, but sometimes I wish I were dumb. Teachers tell, please don't be so nice to me. Do I have to be your favorite?
A teacher stands in front of the class and takes attendance.
A teacher has favorites and makes those who aren't favorites feel bad.
A teacher uses the teacher's lounge.
A teacher grades students.
A teacher gets paid for teaching.
A teacher sends children to the principal's office.
Let's see. A teacher has yard duty, lunch duty, bus duty, hall duty.
Miss Schnazel teaches second grade. She has a secret weapon that a famous scientist invented just for her. It's called a kid pinger. Whenever a child is bad, all she has to do is push the orange and green button on her nose, and a beam comes zooming out. When the pinger was installed, there was a strange reaction in Miss Schnazel's body.
she started turning blue. A week later, she had purple stripes. Then her nose grew to be about 6 inches long. Now she can ping a long ways away. She had a platform installed in her classroom so she could ping kids better. Pretty soon, all the teachers in the world will have a kid pinger. Then the children will start obeying their teachers.
I was just trying to talk to that little boy up the street. I think I like him. I got so self-conscious. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I just couldn't say a word. I just stood there, stupid, all embarrassed and confused. And then I hit him.
Until I started being here with you. I was good at laughing. Playing dead. Being king. Yeah, I was good at everything. But now I'm only good at everything on Saturdays and Sundays.
When you don't like me, teacher, I feel the whole world sees me in wrinkled pants. Or my underwear with no pants on at all. I know I'm not very smart, and sometimes I laugh when I shouldn't. But I don't want to go to home with you not liking me. Please, oh please, teacher, choose me to wash the blackboards after school today.
My eye. You promised, teacher. You promised if I were good, you'd give it back. You have so many eyes in the top drawer of your desk. You wouldn't miss mine.
Oh, clean school wall. Hallway wall, hold me up. She pushed me out. Oh, quiet school wall, hallway wall, she pushed me hard. Oh, alone school wall, hallway wall, be my friend.
I have a messy desk. I have milk money that rolls around. I have a lazy pencil, a book that won't open, a mouth that whispers. I have a zipper that doesn't want to zip, homework that won't work, a hand that throws crayons. I have a shirt that's always out and shoelaces that won't tie. Thank you.
want you to come to my house, teacher, and yet I don't. You're so important, but our screen door has a hole in it. My mother has no fancy cakes to serve. I want you to come to our house, teacher, and yet I don't. My brother chews with his mouth open, and sometimes my father burps. Oh, I wish I could trust you enough, teacher, to invite you to my house.
My dear teacher, you who tell me my thoughts are wrong, you who are so neat and so strong, you so strict and proper and lukewarm, but you who tell me that I can't and that I shouldn't, you, teacher, who are you?
Teacher, you went right on. The last bell sounded the end of the school day, but teacher, you went right on. The geranium on the windowsill just died, but teacher, you went right on.
First read through that, I kept waiting for Sunday school to be mentioned. And then as I went through it again and again, as we edited and changed and moved it around, it seems to me that it shows very clearly how children aren't these idyllic little, you know, wafting through life creatures that we sometimes think. They face issues. They want to be loved, they want to be the pet, but they don't want to be the pet. They want to be on their own, but they don't want to be on their own. I don't know if you noticed, but Bud had two lines in the second scene. In the first one, he said, "Oh, I think school's pretty great, nothing has to change." And then his very next turn, he says, "School stinks. It's the system that's bad." Yeah, I think that we have that. And not only kids. I'm afraid, in a way, that childhood has become more a microcosm of adulthood these days. And we need, in the church especially, following the teachings of Jesus, not just to welcome them to our knee, But we need to treat them with all of the respect and honor and caring and love that we give to any person. We have to take them seriously as people. Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes people find it hard to treat me seriously as a person. And some of you too, I'm sure. I think this thing comes off a little hard on teachers, and we didn't really mean that, but they don't have it easy either, you know, with a classroom full of different kids. I mean, can you imagine the five of these kids sitting in the first row, well, the second row and the third row and up front, and with everything else that they have to do, which was pointed out, and it's not just hall duty and that kind of thing. It's reports and, you know, all the other stuff that they need to do. So, and I remember working with I was on an advisory committee at a middle school in a previous town, and the one thing that the teachers wanted and that the students wanted and that we knew would be make for success is for the kids to get support from parents and grandparents and siblings even. Good luck. But showing them that we respect them and showing them that we care for them. And that's what church and Sunday school is really about. It's a place where that can be modeled and taught and happen. And praise God, maybe it will seep on over and will permeate our entire lives. Amen.